And following his visit to the Governorate, Pope Benedict XVI will greet pilgrim faithful at the statue of Our Lady of Lourdes in the Vatican Gardens at the end of a torchlight procession and recitation of the Rosary led by Vicar General for Vatican City, Archbishop Angelo Comastri. Chris Altieri has the details.
The procession and rosary, followed by the greeting of the Holy Father, will conclude the special Marian devotions that characterize the month of May. Professor of Theology at the Seraphicum, the Pontifical Theological Faculty of St. Bonaventure, and head of the Marian Academy, Father Angelo Pompei, spoke with us about the importance of the Marian month.
This devotion is a very important contribution of the Church according to the prophetic words of Mary. From now on, all people will call me happy. Certainly, this devotion offers a very good opportunity for a good and holy Marian cult.
Father Pompei explains the tradition of dedicating special acts of devotion to Mary during the month of May goes back many centuries.
Its beginning and the first flourishing are to be placed in the Middle Ages and in the Renaissance time. In the 17th century, it was first celebrated in the way we do it now. It was celebrated in all Catholic countries.
The popes in recent times have been especially vocal and enthusiastic in their encouragement of Marian devotion. Pope John Paul II dedicated one of his last apostolic letters to exploring the spiritual power of the rosary and encouraging the faithful to renew their practice of the centuries-old devotion that has always been dear to the people of God.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, è iniziato da qualche giorno il mese di maggio.
At his Regina Caeli address on the first Sunday of May, Pope Benedict XVI called the Marian month an opportunity to return to the faith of the primitive Church and, in union with Mary, to understand that our mission, also today, is to proclaim and witness with courage and joy to the crucified and risen Christ, the hope of humanity. I'm Chris Altieri.